With the call for comprehensive immigration reform taking center stage on Capitol Hill, a group of central New Yorkers is meeting in Utica Wednesday in a show of support. Organizer Diane Berry is a political activist in Utica.
We're going to hold it at the corner of Genesee and Parkway. There's a statue of Baron von Steuben, an immigrant that helped during the Revolutionary War. And so I thought that was a fitting place. There's a lot of traffic there. So we really want to make people aware that comprehensive immigration reform is needed to really support our communities and our country.
The rally is one of many happening across the nation. Berry says the Utica rally is timed to coincide with a larger one in Washington, D.C.
A lot of citizens in Utica really want to express themselves about this, but they don't want to go traveling to Washington, D.C. on a Wednesday. So I want to make this an opportunity for people who want to express themselves about immigration reform, who are working and have families and can't go to Washington, D.C. So instead, what they can do is they can come to this one and express themselves.
New Jersey Congressman Donald Payne Jr., a Democrat, says the estimated 11 million undocumented people in the United States are already making major economic contributions. And now the nation needs to afford them a path to citizenship.
I feel it's unfortunate for us to get away from the tenants that are on the Statue of Liberty. Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. What is different now than it was 100 years ago when other groups of people were emigrating here?
Payne spoke over the weekend at the Time Is Now rally in New Jersey's Liberty State Park. He pointed out that the recent agreement between the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and labor leaders regarding visas and low-skilled workers was a major sign of progress. He says if those two sides can come together, then both Democrats and Republicans in Congress should be able to act now on comprehensive immigration reform. Diane Berry agrees.
What we're really asking for is that the immigration reform that's being put together now, that it includes provisions that unite and keep families together, that it protects all workers, not just citizens, because a lot of these workers that are undocumented are getting taken advantage of, and that it really safeguards civil rights so that people who sign up for the path to citizenship, which they are putting in, are not subject to deportation, that they're protected, that if they say, okay, I want to get on this legal path to citizenship, that they don't get identified and arrested and deported just because they've signed up.
Numbers USA, a national group that supports lower levels of legal and illegal immigration, did not immediately respond to a call for comment. Eight U.S. senators are in the final stages of crafting a bipartisan immigration bill that could be ready to debate this week. New York Senator Chuck Schumer, one of the bipartisan group's leaders, told CBS TV's Face the Nation that a comprehensive immigration reform bill that includes a pathway to citizenship could be formally presented by week's end. An immigration deal came close in 2007, but collapsed amid interest group bickering and an angry public backlash. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.